My husband is having an affair. Can we still save our marriage?
Welcome to The Smoking Area, where we deep dive into life's highs and lows. I'm Benji, your host, ready to bring you candid conversations, a listening ear, and a splash of late night excitement. Get ready to explore unfiltered discussions. Let's step into The Smoking Area.
Oh no, I've been waiting for the day that a proper serious one came in.
I think we have to be quite serious with this one.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, so we've been together since we were at college and I thought we were a happy and close family. We have a good home and have been generally okay for money. As we've both worked, we also have two great sons, both now left home but living nearby, and a great circle of friends, all of which now seems to be threatened, and I am angry, confused and upset. I also feel betrayed. So I'm guessing we know that he's had the affair. However, the thought that we stand to lose all of this if things fall apart has made me decide I want to stay. He says he is willing to stay with me even though he loves the woman, it seems she has family commitments too that she is not prepared to leave. I am struggling to hold it together, especially as I know that he is still seeing her. I tried to relate with counselling, but it just became too expensive. I am reading all the self-help books I can find, but nothing seems to make this any easier. Then last month, he announced he was giving up his job. Oh, I have no idea why he has done this, and it leaves me as the only breadwinner. Pressure I can do without, as I struggle to make ends meet. I can't shake the idea that he's only stopped working so he can be with her more. Do you think our marriage can survive like this?
Just straight off the back of that, because it's fresh in my mind, is he giving up his work to spend more time with her, or is he giving up his work so that they are destined to fail, because then he can use that as an excuse that she's the only breadwinner and she'd better off supporting herself?
Yeah.
Like, is there something deeper there? First off, thank you so much for sending that message. That's like, wow, no laughter, no humour to be found in this. This is horrible. Brave to say it out loud, brave to go to counselling, brave to still want to carry on. I think, as scary as it is, it seems like if his heart's with somebody else, you should probably let him follow that path. Like, let your heart go where your heart wants to be. She's got family commitments, that's fine. That's not going to stop his feelings for her. You know, the fact that it's a technicality, isn't it? That he's got a family that he wants to stay with, but not so much because it's out there and in the open. And she's got family commitments. And if she didn't have those family commitments, I think in a heartbeat he would be with her and not with you.
Yeah.
So I would say, even though it's terrifying, your kids are grown up. You've probably not got the safety of feeling like you can start again, because it's scary. The older you get, the older you are, admitting that something is finished is terrifying. But I think if she needs some good confidants and friends and a good support system around her, first of all, she needs to be able to not go to a therapist and speak to him. She needs to speak away from his ears and let out how she really feels and process it. And probably even for your own good, because I think he's going to end up with this woman eventually anyway, sorry to say, but I think for your own good, to take a step back and put some boundaries in place for yourself and say, okay, well, this is where you're at, but I need to be by myself. I need to move out of the home. You pay for it. You pay for the bills. You know, quite happy to give up your job. Why don't you have the brunt of what your actions have brought upon you, and I go and stay with a girlfriend, and I pull my money in my side and keep things for myself. That's what I would do, and I'd take a few weeks, if not longer, and I wouldn't react to his actions, because the first thing you might do is try and rebuild a happy home because he doesn't like the fact that you've reacted in a way he didn't expect. I think he probably expected you to be heartbroken, held up, and he's preempted in his head and prepared for him having to be the one that it's difficult to make you realise that this is what it is, and he's going to eventually move on, and the only thing stopping him is the fact that she's got commitments. I would pull myself together, as difficult as it's going to be, and go and have some safe space and be by myself, be on my own, and cut him off for a little while in communication, everything. It seems like emotionally and physically you've already lost him, so it's not going to hurt you to protect yourself and go and just have a little bit of solace and maybe some thinking time. And I think the more that you do that, and you've got more chance then when you're not seeing somebody every day and you're not reminded of the good times and holding on to the past. You've got more chance of accepting and moving forward. And I think that you really deserve to decide how you want to move forward and how you want to navigate through this. And it's not all depending on what he decided to do and what this woman decided to do.
Yeah, I think you're completely right with that. I think for me, the saying, you can fix a broken mirror, but you will always see the cracks. You know he's cheated. He's not, obviously we don't know the full story. I don't know how she found out. I don't know if he told her, but he's openly admitted that he's been having an affair. And he's not just like sex, that he loves her.
He loves somebody else.
And the only reason why they're not together is because she's got some sort of family commitment.
Yeah.
For her to leave whatever. Because that doesn't mean just because she said no now, a few months down the line, she might leave it.
And what if?
Him as well.
What if you put in all the effort to repair this because you're committed and then she has a chance to, she has a final straw with her situation and she's over it. And she can't get over the fact that she loves somebody else and she finally plucks up the courage to leave. You're going to go through this again. Don't put yourself through it twice. Yeah. But let this be once and a lesson learned. There's life after marriage. There's life after your kids have grown up. There is so much life out there to live. But you need to go and find life for yourself. And you'll find somebody else again if that's what you really want. Like, it's very possible and it happens, and many people find more happiness and a better relationship after their first marital situation has come to a conclusion, you know, and people have grown up kids and then remarry and have a better companion in life because they've both got rid of that stuff and there's none of the pressure to do all that. You've grown up, you know yourself, so you attract and meet somebody that's a little bit more like-minded and you're more likely to find somebody on your page by that point. Like, age is, we look at age as such a thing that we're so scared to look older, we're so scared to be older, we're so scared to be by ourselves, but we should be celebrating getting old. And being older and being by yourself is, congratulations if that's where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, people need to stop shaming each other for the aging process and the process of life and relationships moving on. Like, divorce happens, people break up, we get older, we start to get wrinkles, we start to sag. That's just the way of the world. But you're still going to find someone who finds you beautiful. Because while ever we're aging, everybody else is aging at the same
time. Yeah, yeah.
There's more like there for you.
There's more than likely somebody else out there that will probably be better. That she said that they've been together since college, and I'm not saying that just because that this is the definite thing, but normally, when you're together, well, not even if you're together, just I'm a completely different person than I was when I was at college. So
I'm a different person to what I was 5 years
ago. Yeah, same. Definitely same.
Comparing myself to a decade ago, I'm a different human being.
Yeah, she will probably find someone that's more in tune with what she wants out of life.
And I agree.
I applaud her for staying. That is a very strong woman. Personally, I don't think I could do it. I'd want to be happy. The person that I want, they need to be obsessed with me. They want to do life with me.
And I know that real life gets in the way, but the obsessed side can subside, but the loyalty, the trust is gone, the loyalty is gone, and intimacy is never going to feel the same. I've always said I would never be able to be physical again with somebody who has done that to me because I would close my eyes in that moment of passion and think, is he imagining the other person?
Yeah.
And it would break my heart, and I would always feel like I do not compare, and I don't think it's healthy to ever put yourself through that. You already know where you stand.
Yeah.
You know, it's written, it's there. So I would say, honestly, to conclude what I think on this, I would say it's going to be very, very difficult. You need a super strong support system, but it's time to put yourself first. Don't hold on to what you were in college, because it's a long time ago and you've got grown kids. So what are they, 18, 20, 20? We don't know, you know, but like, if they've grown up and moved out, chances are this has been 18 years ago that they're kids, and probably 20, 25 that they were students together. Let go. Difficult as it is, pull yourself together and rebuild a new life that you want on your terms now, because he'll jump as soon as she's available. If he doesn't, you're always going to have in the back of your mind that he's thinking about her, he loves her, and he misses her.
But you see, what if this other woman doesn't want to leave, and then they fade away and it's only her again? But in my eyes, you've let him get away with this. So he's now got the door fully wide open, knowing that he could probably be in with someone.
He's literally just procrastinating and wasting your time and life waiting to see if she's going to rear her head. And if you know deep down in your heart that he's been in love with somebody else, how can you play happy ever after? I couldn't, but it's not the same for everyone. I think if you are going to choose to be with him, there would need to be a lot of marriage counselling, a lot of therapy sessions, and everything needs to come out of the woodwork. Like, you need to expose everything, all secrets open, fully honest conversation. You have to start afresh. You have to really, like, get over the entire past, know everything, and then draw a line in the sand, because you're going to start looking through his pockets, his wallet, his phone, his laptop. You are going to start, if he's out of signal or his voicemail's on or he's not replied to a text message and he's just gone to run an errand or he's out with a friend, you're going to think he's inside somebody else. I'm sorry, but you are.
Yeah. So to answer her question, do you think our marriage can survive? What would be the blunt answer?
Yeah, in a broken fashion, it could. If you really want to cling on desperately to something that's already smashed to pieces, then it can. But will you really be happy in your heart wholly? I don't think so. But if you want to do that, that's down to you.
Yeah, same. I feel like I'd be able to accept a bit more if he was like, he'd had a lapse in judgment and he'd slept with someone. He's in love with somebody. That's time. That's time and emotion that's been wrapped to someone where he should have been giving you that time and emotion. That's where I couldn't deal with it.
And there's going to be times now, if you love somebody else and he's thinking about this person, you're going to need him to be 100% on your side, in your court, fighting for you in moments that are going to happen in everybody's life that do, you know, through loss, through, you know, redundancies, whatever it might be. There's going to be hard times. How can he really 100% be there for you as more than just a mate if his heart's with another person? That's the way that I see it.
Yeah. I would have a really good think, Queen, and divorce.
And he left his job. It's like he's giving up on everything because this person.
Yeah, we keep brushing over the job thing. Like, I'd want to know more. Like, why have you left your job? Okay, God, yeah, you're married. You have kids. You have a house to pay for.
She said she doesn't earn the best salary to support both of them. So I'd be furious. He's already leaving you out of big decisions. I probably think has he left his job? Or is he putting that money somewhere else to build a future with this person?
I think he's trying to make it. I think, coming from experience, I feel like he's trying not to put the blame on her, but like for her to make the decision. He's making it as...
He doesn't want a responsibility.
Yeah. He's saying, I've left my job, I love this other woman, but I can't be the one that says I want to do
it. He doesn't want to hold the responsibility. He doesn't want the brunt of all of his actions. People dumb it down, don't they? It's not me. It's not you, it's me. Oh, my feelings have changed. Then you find out they've been with someone else for months on end. And they've been unfaithful. And they've got messages galore to other people. And they've got secret savings accounts. Now, cut your losses. Move on. Pull yourself together and start a new life, because it ain't over till it's over. And you've got so much more time to be whoever you want. Go and be the person that you always wanted to be. Go and try all the things that you were never able to try. And it's going to be hard, but you'll do it.
Yeah.
Because you've got no other option.
It's scary and the world's a terrifying place, but in a couple of months, you'll be the most happiest that you've ever been.
Yeah, she'll get there. And it might not feel like it today, but bit by bit, you get there slowly, don't you? And then in a couple of years' time, you look back and you go, can't believe I was ever in that situation. I hate that bastard.
Yeah, why did I stay?
Because you need to go and grow now. My advice would be go and flourish. Go and hit rock bottom, bang your ass, find your way back up, navigate through the new thing, but build a life for you. Your bank account is yours. Everything you own, make it be yours. You have to be self-sufficient, because we never know it. At any given point, someone could just do a U-turn and say, I'm out. You need to build. As horrible as that is, because the romantic thing would be to be like, if 50-50, everything together, it doesn't exist. Build your life, and then hopefully you'll find somebody who loves you for that solo life.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, that was a really deep one for us. Sorry, guys, that there was no...
No, that's probably the most...
Thought that
that's probably the deepest and less raucous we've been for a long time, but I don't hate it. Thank you everybody for coming back. Remember, go and follow us on socials, get involved, send us your dilemmas. This doesn't exist without you. Thank you so much. I've been Benji. You've been Faith. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.